While Dad provided shelter.
During the time he was living with you, they were still deducting child support from your paycheck.
Yes, ma'am.
Did Mom milk the system?
Why do you think it's reasonable that you kept the child support payments while your son was living with him?
I didn't. I sent them back to him.
Now, a son is caught in the middle.
How much money did your mother send you each month while you were living with your father?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Michael Kaufman is suing the mother of his son, Jennifer Miller, for the return of child support money.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 577 on the calendar, the matter of Kaufman versus Miller.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Mr. Kaufman, the defendant and you share a child together.
Yes, ma'am.
And I assume that that's this young man here. How old are you?
I'm 18, ma'am.
Looks like a lovely young man. And I assume that from the papers that I read, for most of his life, he lived with his mother.
Yes.
And then there came a time when things got testy between he and his mother, as sometimes happens with children, and he came to you to live with you. And during the time he came with you and was living with you, they were still deducting child support from your paycheck.
Yes, ma'am.
And they were forwarding it to Miss Miller for your son's support. How much money were they taking out of your paycheck?
$412 a month.
And your arrangement with Miss Miller that she doesn't deny was that she would return that money to you because, what's your first name?
Cody, ma'am.
Cody, because Cody was in your custody and she would send you back the money, but for some reason didn't want to formalize that with the courts just in case it didn't work out with Cody.
Yes.
Would that be a fair statement?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
How long did Cody live with you?
He came to live with me the third week of July in 2009, and he went home Thanksgiving weekend of 2010.
And during that time, Miss Miller failed to forward some $4,000 in child support payments back to you. Miss Miller says that you sort of forgave those payments. You say that you knew that if that became an issue, Cody would go back to his mother because he would feel as if you were keeping him just for the money.
Yes, true.
And when you did, in fact, go to court to have the child support order reversed, Cody did, in fact, go back to his mother.
I never went to court to have it reversed. I was going to, you know, but I didn't want to stop supporting in case they went home. I wanted to support my son, and I just wanted the money that I was entitled to as far as the money I sent to support him.
How long have you been sending the child support to Miss Miller?
I've been sending child support since, you know, I think he was age 11.
And what about before he was 11?
It was a big mess when he was born. I wanted a paternity test, and she ended up moving to South Carolina, and nothing was established. I didn't think he was my son. But then when it all came down, we had a paternity test, and that's when at age 11, I started paying child support.
Is that correct, Miss Miller?
No, ma'am, it's not.
When was paternity finally established, Miss Miller?
Paternity was established in 2004, but I did go to a lawyer in 1993.
I don't care whether you went to a lawyer in 1993. You finalized that process. Did you remain in the same general location, Mr. Kaufman, or did you move around?
No, I remained in the same general location, yes.
But you moved around.
He also moved around. That's why he couldn't be located.
Well, when couldn't he be located? In what year, Miss Miller?
From 1993 until 2003, he could not be located. Every time I went to DSS in order to file paperwork for them to help me find him, they could not locate him. I actually got some help in Indiana through the DSS there, and they actually gave DSS in South Carolina his location.
How long have you lived in the same house?
I just moved to my house in 2004. Yeah, before that, I've always lived in Mishawaka, Indiana. That's where I'm from.
How many people live there?
Just one.
No, in the whole town?
Oh, no, in Mishawaka. It's a small town. I can't tell you exactly how many.
Is that people. Where you met?
We met in Niles, Michigan.
Did you ever visit this place, Mishawaka, with the defendant?
Yeah, she's been to Mishawaka. She knows where it's at.
I have a feeling, Miss Miller, if you wanted to find him, you would have been able to find him.
I did try. I tried over
the
internet.
No, I have a feeling you would have been able to find him. Okay, so once paternity was established, Mr. Kaufman has been paying child support. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, why do you think it's reasonable that you kept the child support payments while your son was living with him?
I didn't. I sent them back to him.
Well, but you acknowledge that you kept some of it.
He had told me when my son had come back home to visit to keep the payments for when he was down here visiting.
That's very, very reasonable. When did he come to visit?
Every summer.
Well, that was just one summer.
One summer and then he came back home.
Just a second. That was one summer.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back for how many months?
A month, two.
No, there's a difference between a month or two, Miss Miller.
Probably
did he come for a month?
A month.
So he came 1 month during the summer.
And Christmas.
Christmas, forget it. That's a visit. It's reasonable for him to say to you, keep the money when Cody is living with you for a month. But what about the other 9 months?
I did return every dime to him.
But you didn't say that in your answer, madam. That's not what you say, that you returned the money to him.
Yes, I did. And I have proof.
Well, it's not what you say here. You want me to tell you?
Because there was a couple times where he said, don't worry about it this month.
Well, that's what you say here. You don't say I returned every penny.
Yes.
Miss Miller, what you said was, I told him that I would send him the support money that the state was pulling from his check. I paid him over $3,000. When I was tight on money, the plaintiff was very understanding and would tell me not to worry about it. That's what you wrote in your answer.
Correct, ma'am. We still had to keep a home, maintain a room for him, because
well,
not knowing when Cody was going to come back.
Who's we, first of all?
Me and my fiance.
Okay, you have a fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And do you live in your fiance's house or your house?
We got established a new place together.
When?
June of 2010.
And where were you living prior to that with your fiance?
I was living in Elgin, no more than 8 miles
with
away from
whom?
Where I live now.
With whom?
Me, my fiance, my son. His son.
Living in a house?
A house.
So you were a family of four.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what did you think was going to happen? You think you were going to move into a smaller house because your son wasn't living with you? That's ridiculous. And when your son came home to visit you during the summertime, he said, keep the money. How many payments did she fail to remit to you, Mr. Kaufman?
It's
not an answer. It's a court. When you came here, you should have known exactly how many months she failed to remit what months they were.
10 months.
Show me. And you, Miss Miller, can show me your checks for those months.
What he wrote on
to him. And then it'll be easy. Between July of 2009 and November of 2009, when she...
That's just a copy of sending it, the other pages.
I don't know what this is.
That was sending a package right there, and it included a check.
I don't care about a package. Would you just please show me the checks that you sent him back? That's all I want to see, not that you sent your son a package. That's what mothers do.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How much of the $400 was she turning over to you each month?
Wasn't turned to me. He would give me the money, but it would be...
No. Listen to me very careful. Don't touch him.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Michael Kaufman says the mother of his child, Jennifer Miller, accepted child support during the time their son lived with him. He is suing for the return of that money.
Okay, $2,815, Miss Miller,
yes,
exactly,
ma'am.
Is what you returned to him. You want to see them?
No, I'm not going to argue.
Okay, those are checks to you.
Right.
That you endorsed?
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to argue that. She did send some money back. I don't know exactly what dollar figure, but I know she sent some money back.
$2,815, and your son was with you 14 months?
Yes.
And it's $412 a month times... 14 months, $5,768, minus what you returned to him, which was $2,815.
Of what I have proof of, yes.
Equals, that's all that I, this is a court. If you kept some, then you kept them all, which means you owe him $2,953. And that gives you credit for the month that your son was with you for the summer. Now, you want to say something? You're 18
yes,
years
ma'am.
Old, you're entitled to speak.
Would you like me to stand up?
I would.
All right. When I was living with Mr. Kaufman, my father, we made a verbal agreement for me to have some of the money, $103 a week for child support. He was having some of the checks soon after my friend moved in. My best friend moved in his Mr. Kaufman's house in the middle of April.
Man. Why?
He was getting kicked out by his father, and he didn't have nowhere to go, so I was trying to help him out, get him off the streets.
So you were not only living with your father, but you asked him to take in a friend?
Yes, ma'am. I asked him, and he accepted gradually.
So that sounds like he was a good guy. So keep going. You and he had an arrangement
We had a mutual agreement. You know, I was using that money to, you know, feed myself. And
what do you mean to feed yourself?
There was no food in the refrigerator, ma'am. I lost 40 pounds living at his house.
And?
And I'd use it. You know, I was going to get a car here soon. I was going to use it for car insurance and stuff like that. And other things, you know, keep me surviving, you know?
No, but, I don't know. What were you doing with the money that your mother got from Mr. Kaufman?
That
was sent
to me. 2 months,
listen to me. My question to you is, you moved in with your father in July of 2009.
Yeah. Middle of June, ma'am.
June. Your mother owes him actually more money. He says July. In April, a couple of months before you moved in with your father, how much money was your mother giving you?
Well, it was sent into our...
No. How much money? Be very careful what you tell me. How much of the $400 that she was getting from Mr. Kaufman was she turning over to you each month?
It wasn't turned to me. He would give me the money, but it would be...
No. Listen to me very careful. Don't touch him.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
That's not what I asked you. How much money of the $400 that was taken out of your father's check and sent directly to your mother, was your mother turning over to you each month?
None of it.
The answer is none of it. She was keeping it and using it for the running of the household, correct?
Maybe so, ma'am.
What do you mean, maybe so? I don't know what she was using it for. She doesn't use drugs, does she?
No, ma'am.
Well, she doesn't use drugs, then she was using it to take care of herself, her fiancé, the fiancé's kid, the gas, the electric, the rent, food.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything else. Now, you said something about your father giving you money.
Yes, ma'am.
So your father did, in fact, send you money, even though money was coming out of his paycheck.
He would give me money, yes, ma'am, but it soon stopped after my friend came into the home. He would have his...
Just a second. I'm talking about when you were living with your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
Was your father giving you money?
No, ma'am.
That's what I wanted to know. Now, how much money... Listen to my question very carefully, because right now we're on track, Cody.
Yes, ma'am.
How much money did your mother send you each month while you were living with your father?
Not really much of anything, ma'am.
So it would be fair to say that when your father was paying for child support, your mother was using the money to run her household.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you were living with your father was using the money he earned. Listen to me. He earned.
Yes, ma'am.
To run the household. And not only to run the household, but to run the household, I'd let your friend live there. I want you to understand this very carefully, Cody, because I know that you're sitting on your mom's side now. We're not talking about how much money your mother sent back to your father that was his money.
Yeah.
Money he earned from working. How much money did your mother send to your father each month to support you from the money she earned?
The child support payments, ma'am.
No, that's his money that he got from working.
Yes, ma'am.
Does your mother work?
Yes, she does, ma'am.
Well, how much money during that 14-month period did your mother send from her work money?
School time, she sent me money, you know.
You just told me she didn't send you any money.
She sent me some money, ma'am. I apologize.
Okay. Well, you want to quantify that for me, $100,
$200? Maybe $100, $200.
Okay. So she really sent you no money. So if your father said, I gave my son cash, but, you know, they took $400 out of my paycheck, I said, that's for support. You're a father. You give extra money if you can. Your mother sent nothing.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't know what the beginning of your life was from age 1 to 11, but at some point when you were 11, it became more urgent for her to establish paternity. I don't know what the reason was.
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. Michael Kaufman claims the mother of his son, Jennifer Miller, owes for the return of child support.
Now, Cody, your mother sent nothing of the money she earned during that 14-month period to your father. You were living with him. He had sent money for your support from the money he earned from working. Your mother worked.
Yes, ma'am.
And used that money to support herself and whatever work the fiancé does and the son. I don't know how they split their expenses. But your mother actually saved money when you weren't living there. He didn't save any money. So I don't want you to be angry with your father. You should not be angry with your father. Your mother has the same responsibility to support you as your father does. And for the 14 months you were living with your father, your mother did not pay any child support.
Yes, ma'am.
She didn't. She doesn't deny that. She didn't pay any child support.
Yes, ma'am.
And I don't buy this that, you know, it took so long to find him. He lives in a community where there are four people that live there.
You'd be surprised,
four people,
ma'am.
You know, and lots of open spaces. So she could have located him. I have a feeling that your mother was involved, and that's fine. That's fine. But then there came a time when, for some reason, she wanted to locate him. I don't know what the reason is. Go ahead, Cody.
Ma'am, like I was saying, whenever I was receiving the child support checks, he soon after stopped after my friend came, and he was getting the child support checks sent to his mom's house, my grandma's address. And he was telling me that he wasn't receiving nothing, and I would hear from her on the phone, you know, she has sent it.
Cody, your mother has copies of checks.
Yes, ma'am.
That she sent to your father. Your mother gave me all the checks she had of the money that she sent him. She sent him $2,815. He sent her $5,768, which came directly out of his checks. And so whatever experience you remember in odd months, that's what she has. She can get all of the checks. They're her checks. They're not so long ago. She knew she was coming to court today. She can't say, that's all the checks I had. I lost the rest. All she has to do is call the bank and get copies of the checks.
Yes, ma'am.
And these are endorsed copies, so she got copies of the checks and copies of the endorsement. So those are all the checks that she sent back to him. And if she says that there were more that she couldn't find, that's not true.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not true, because she got those checks from the bank. I just want you to know, I want you to understand clearly that it is the responsibility of both parents to support a child. And if your mother works, not only should she have sent the child support payments back to your father, but she should have been paying child support during the 14 months you were living there from the money she earned. That's her job as a parent.
She also did take care of me for the rest of my life till I was 10, so.
Well, if there was an issue, a legal issue, and your mother did not pursue that legal issue, she is partially responsible for that. Mr. Kaufman says he had a question. Once that question was resolved, he paid child support. I don't know what the beginning of your life was from age 1 to 11. I don't know who you lived with. I don't know who your mother lived with. You probably remember. But at some point when you were 11, it became more urgent for her to establish paternity. I don't know what the reason was.
It was done when I was a little baby. They tried to do it when I was a little baby, but
you don't know that. You know that from your mom. You don't remember that as a child.
We have paperwork, ma'am.
Did you see the paperwork?
We have it now.
And what did the paperwork say?
It said that he was nowhere to be found, like he didn't show for the paternity.
You know something? I find that really interesting.
Also, his name isn't on the birth certificate.
Right. That's what he says. He said, I don't know.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay, Cody, it's not important for me to get into that whole first period of your life. You look like a lovely young man.
Appreciate
it. I just don't want you to be angry with your father.
I'm not, ma'am.
Good, because he just says, my son was living with me. As soon as I found out he was my son, I started to support him. Your mother doesn't deny that. The money comes right out of his check. All he said was, when he was living with me, I should have been receiving the money that I earned for his child support. It's not the money that your mother earned.
He actually had a hard, you know, living place to live in, too, ma'am.
It wasn't so hard that he didn't invite your friend to live with
you. My friend lived with us, but he would never be home. You know, he would never have anything in the refrigerator.
Cody, that's lots of excuses. You ever have a friend who lived with your mother?
No, ma'am. I haven't had a friend live with my mom.
Judge him for the plaintiff in the amount of $29.53. Thank you very much.
Why is that excuse? Let me step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I did send him back the money, and even though I didn't have proof of everything that I sent him back, he still gets more money and be able to swindle me one more time.
I'm pleased we settled it. You know, I think it should have been more because I had more money into it, but I'm happy with the result.
He is a Sue happy man.
I deserve that money back because it came out of my pay.
I hope he has fun with it. You know, I'll have my life going on and, you know, everything will be fine.
I'm tired of it. My son's 18 years old now. Enough is enough.
I think she had hard times and she was supporting herself.
You know, I've let bygones be bygones.
There's no dollar amount in my son's life. I love him.
He's still my father. You know, I'm still going to give him that respect.
I've supported him, you know, since it went through court.
I gave him the money and he turns around and says that I didn't because it was a verbal agreement.
Don't make no verbal agreements.
Definitely don't let somebody take advantage of you when you have taken care of his son. all your life.
I hope everything resumes as far as him and I to have a relationship because I love my son.
You know, he is my father, so I'll do my best, you know, to keep that relationship.
I'm glad I'm done.